You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar. I'm subbing for the next DJ who is not here this week, so I will be continuing Rock Under the Radar for another hour and getting back to serious guitar time right now. Let's see now. We just heard some more serious guitar time. First, the Aristocrats with Terrible Lizard from You Know What. There's Guthrie Govan on guitar. Then you heard Michael Lee with Heart of Stone from his 2019 self-titled album, his second. Lee is based in Fort Worth, Texas, grew up around blues and country music. He released his first album in 2014. Then you heard Allie Venable with Texas Honey, which is from her 2019 album of the same name. She's an American blues rock guitarist, singer, and songwriter. And she and her band have won East Texas Music Awards. She's just 20 years old. This is her third album. It debuted at number 2 on the Billboard Blues charts. She started singing at church at a young age and picked up the guitar at 12. Then from Germany, you heard Four Cool Cats, bass player John Marcolongo is an American who lives in Germany and sends us the song so we can, and the good stuff. That was The Beast with serious guitarist Guy Evenvandal. Good, so I love that, hard rocket song. Okay, now next I have Genya Raven with Don't Go in the Bathroom from her new album, Icon. I love this album. I love this song. It's this particular song is in reference to the bathroom at CBGB's back in the day. His Genya Raven was involved with that club, and I would say it also would apply to the bathroom that was at the Rat in Boston. Anyway, so here's Genya Raven with Don't Go in the Bathroom.
Staten Island. get her going. And then I get out my big 10-inch red band to play the blues. Well, band to play the blues. She just loved my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. Record up, band of players of blues. A band of players of blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record on my favorite blues. I cup her with kisses. And when we in lovers clinch, she gets all excited. When she records on my big 10-inch record up, band of players of blues.
Thank you. about me. All right. I sure like that candy. I sure like that candy. I sure like that candy. Whoa. Mama, think about me. All right. Mama, think about me.
All right, here's a thing more recent. This is on Machine, and it's a song, I think, called Lazy, this one. Lazy.
surf at Hampton Beach. The waves are 1 foot high. We're waxing down our surfboard. The sea's a little rough. Think I'll sit here on the beach.
Let's see now. That was our local band special guests with Surfing in New Hampshire. Got to be pronounced that way, you hear New Hampshire. You know, nice local accent. It was originally on the compilation Collage in around 2003-04 with the band under the pseudonym Al Peach and the Pits. Joe Donnelly from Swingin' Stakes and Del Fuegos was on drums and Frank Withey on guitar. It was also one of the last songs Al Pachulis ever sang before a vocal disorder put the kibosh on that. For that, you heard Deep Purple with Lazy. I love that song. It's a good one. It was originally on Machine Head. I don't know what album I got that off of. It's not down here right now, or I'd tell you, but why didn't they... I don't know why it's not listed. In any case, you probably know the song anyway, right? Then Tom Petty with Candy from his excellent Mojo album of 2010. No filler on that album. Every song is good. Before that was Aerosmith with Big 10-inch Record from their second album, Toys in the Attic. The song was written by Fred Weissmantle and became a hit on the R&B charts for singer and saxophonist Bull Moose Jackson in 1952. The song's been covered many times. Apparently, Aerosmith was introduced to it by their drug dealer. Some of Jackson's songs were considered too risque for radio back then, but were popular when he played them live. An interesting fact, the first vinyl records released around 1900 were 10-inch 78 RPM records. So that's the way that comes from, a 10-inch record. And the set started with Genya Raven with Don't Go in the Bathroom from her new album, Icon. I've already played all the stuff planned for today, so it's going to be a bit of a free form for the rest of the show. We'll see how that goes. It usually goes well, but not exactly predictable. I think I'll put on a PSA now while I get the next, find the next song for you.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active. Another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
I asked a blind man for directions to the cinema. He referred me to a recent girlfriend who had complications in Virginia. Just then she pulled out a Kodak and shot me in my dilemma, just below the knee. I looked around, chairs full of clowns everywhere, but I was in line at the cinema. Some giant broom offered me an almond. Allegedly, I said I already am one. An African diplomat was in a woman's hut. She was in bed with a large dog bone. And she was speaking with a hypnotist on a blue cellophane telephone. Set fishing, shooting the breeze in Upper Michigan. When I drove by with a pickup truckload of water buffalo and tan immigrants, who instructed me to take hold of this hose and don't let it go for eternity. They insisted then I should pick my nose, so I chose the one to the left of me. sitting on the corner, spending my time, not of a job, not earning a dime. Lady steps up, says, I suppose you're a stylish young man by the looks of your clothes.
We're giving social media a makeover.
How many times do you take to get the perfect photo? The average girl spends 3 hours a day on social media. 48% of teens report feeling lonely and less confident
trust me
after using social media.
And take
after
a little tip.
Since 2007,
this building's been sold to Johnny Depp. The bow, relocate. The Google men are coming downtown, so don't be late. See, this is my apartment, just a hole in the wall. Got to sleep in the kitchen with your feet in the hall. No hot water, no windows and doors. You gotta make it past all the real estate agents, junkies and hoes. I live in the heart of the city. Ain't no coffee shops around. I heard them Google men drink so much coffee, I declare, I think they might drown. Gentrification is here. Oh, one thing I know, you can't stand pat. I declare you got to step it up and go.
Your speed in your mind. Some days I feel so different. It's like I don't fit in. Some kids like the greatest hits, but I dig Guitar Slim. Some days I wake up grateful. Some days I'm not so sure. I can still hear Grandma saying, "Child, you've been here before." I don't know where I came from or how I got this way. Mama said the sky lit up with lightning on my birthday. I've always been different. There's one thing that's for sure. I can still hear Grandma saying, "Child, you've been here before." Looking back, I wonder about all the things I've done. No one seems to be sure where I came from. I can still hear Grandma praying, and she'd be talking to the Lord. She said, "Child, if I know one thing, you've been here before." Footprints. I can't even find no tracks. I don't have no proof how I made it back. People always tell me, "Boy, you know you've got an old soul." I can still hear Grandma singing, "Child, you've been here before." I might have been a rooster, I might have been a goat, I might have been the king of the jungle a long, long time ago. All I know is there's some blessings following me everywhere I go. I can still hear Grandma saying, "Child, you've been here before." One day down the road, when I get to heaven's door, I hope I hear Grandma singing, fish, you've been here before.
Nothing ever came from nothing, ever changed from worrying. So wait to worry.
When I was a kid, I never did exist. I never had anxiety about anything. Like the war in my mind, I got thinking I could
just heard, I guess you could say, the freeform portion of the show, like the total freeform, just kind of winging it. I hope you enjoyed it. It was a little different than usual. First thing you heard is from this new Adrian Belew album, Pop Sided. And the song you heard first was Lobsters and Hypocrites. I found the lyrics to these songs interesting. Actually went to see Adrian Belew in concert last week, and that guy is such an amazing guitarist, like, you know, does things that, what the heck did he do? But this album's a little more pop oriented than what he often does, but I was digging the songs pretty good. After that, you heard a couple from Ry Cooder, his album, The Prodigal Son. I think it was last year's album. And first was Gentrification, and then Everybody Ought to Treat a Stranger Right. Good messages in these songs. Then you heard Christone Kingfish Ingram, a young blues guitarist that is getting a lot of notice, and that was Been Here Before. He always says he thinks he's got an old soul, and Been Here Before is kind of a little bit of indicative of that belief of his. Then I had to do another one from Adrian Belew, and that was Wait to Worry from Pop-Sided. I remember him doing that at the show. And actually, this album was only on sale at the shows. Maybe it'll be on sale elsewhere later on, but right now it's only on sale at the shows. Good stuff, Adrian Belew. Okay, I'm just about getting ready to get out of here. It is about just a couple of minutes to five, and thank you for listening. I enjoyed having an extra hour today, subbing for the person who's usually here. So nice to have a three-hour show. It's a lot of fun. And I said, I hope you all enjoyed listening, and I'll be back next here at WMFO next Monday at 2 p.m. I also have my show at WCAC in Watertown on Tuesday at 6 p.m. So my MFO Monday at 2 p.m., CAC Tuesday at 6 p.m., and Thursday night on Moxkin Radio from 10 to midnight. So hope you can tune in one of these shows, and see you next time. Well, you'll hear me next time, whatever. I know we always say see ya in just a figurative rather than literal way, but in any case, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, Mass, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar. Until the next time, keep on rocking and keep your ears open for good music that's under the radar. Good night. Good day. Whatever. It's not night, is it? It's daytime. Okay, then I'll just say later.